KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinneen, and it's 9:02. Earlier in March, 1.25 million pounds of tanner crabs were caught in the Southeast Commercial Fishery, the biggest haul in more than a decade. But in the Bering Straits region, the winter season for red king crabs has been abysmal. Justin Nofsker is the office manager at NSEDC's processing facility in Nome and says the poor harvest has a lot to do with sea ice.
Just the ice keeps going out, coming in, going out. So that's the biggest thing. A lot of pots are getting lost this year. The loads aren't as good as what we typically see because a lot of people are staying closer to shore just for the safety of the shore fast ice.
With erratic temperatures this winter, sea ice for much of the region from Nome all the way to Little Diomede has been slow to form and quick to blow out. Jim Menard is a biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and says when ice conditions are uncertain, people are reluctant to set their crab pots.
One of the situations here is the ice hasn't been very stable. And then you always take your chance when you put your pot through that it might not be there when you get back because of the ice breaking off with the winds.
Last year, conditions were reversed. The ice came early, stayed late, and contributed to a banner Red King winter harvest in the Bering Sea, about 62,000 pounds. That year was a major outlier. Usually the winter harvest is under 10,000 pounds of Red King, which compared to the 400,000-pound summer harvest recorded in 2012, minuscule. According to Tyler Rhodes, NSCDC's chief operating officer, when it comes to the economics of crab, the Bering Sea harvest is not big enough to send waves across the world markets.
The prices we get when we sell them are really determined by a more global market, and especially this year, we're even less than a drop in the bucket this year. But even on a good year, you know, our contribution to the overall world crab markets are pretty small.
Winter crabbing around the Bering Straits region is not the economic boon that it is during the summer, but Rhodes says it's a significant resource for independent commercial crabbers who do get an income from selling to NSCDC.
Our fisheries are pretty small in the overall scale, but pretty large and important to the residents here and our resident fishermen.
Crab is also a subsistence resource. ADF&G tracks the subsistence harvest by collecting self-reported crab numbers from individuals, then applying the average poundage from the commercial harvest. That way they can estimate the overall health of the fishery. In a regular year, the agency issues around 150 permits to subsistence users in the region. This year, it's been about 50. And two of three major candidates seeking to be the next governor of Alaska participated in a candidates forum earlier this month in Anchorage. The governor's forum was held on March 7th as the final event for the three-day economic summit of the Southwest Alaska Municipal Conference. Former Valdez Mayor Bill Walker is running as an independent candidate for governor on a platform of increased oil and gas development. He supports building a natural gas pipeline, but wants the state to own a majority share in the line.
We need to step up and do what Governor DeEgan did to get the oil pipeline built. He didn't wait for somebody else. He didn't incentivize. He said, we're going to do this. And then it got built. And we need a governor that has the knowledge and has guts to step up and say, it's time. We bring energy, low energy to Alaska. We need to declare the disaster on energy costs of Alaska that it really is and get on with it. Build the infrastructure, the energy infrastructure ourselves, anchor to long-term contracts, bring the cost of energy down quickly. We can't wait 10 years for that. It's got to happen quickly.
Bill Walker is an attorney and he owns the Walker Richards Law Firm, which specializes in oil and gas and municipal law. He currently serves as the general counsel to the Alaska Gas Line Port Authority. The man widely assumed to be the Democratic Party's frontrunner for governor is Byron Mallott. He's a former mayor of Yakutat and past president of the Alaska Federation of Natives. Byron Mallott has an impressive resume of public service. He served as president and CEO of the Sea Alaska Corporation from 1982 to 1992 and as a trustee of the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation from 1995 to the year 2000. He served as director for the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco and its branch in Seattle. During the recent forum for the candidates for governor, they were asked a series of prepared questions. One of them dealt with the relationship between the state and the federal government. Byron Mallott stressed cooperation, saying the federal government is the largest landowner and land manager in the state.
in that circumstance, Alaska must be very smart in working that relationship. It must be a relationship. To the degree that it can be a partnership, it should be a partnership. We should build networks with federal institutions. Their budgetary impact in Alaska is huge. Their regulatory impact in our state is huge. We should work every single day to maximize and strengthen the ability of Alaska to influence and determine not just the management and the development of our own lands, but to the maximum degree possible, work to make sure that the federal government and the management of its resources also acts in Alaska's interest.
Bill Walker took a different stance by stressing that he would be much more aggressive in his dealing with the federal government. Alaska Governor Sean Parnell was invited to participate in the recent governor's forum, but he could not attend. The primary election will be held August 19th, the general election November 4th. The Alaska House has rejected extending a proposed perk for military spouses to same-sex partners of military members. Versions of the proposed amendment offered by Representative Max Grunberg were unsuccessfully offered in committees. Current state law exempts military members legally licensed to drive in their home states from getting an Alaska license while they're in the state temporarily. House Bill 212 from Representative Doug Isaacson would extend that allowance to their spouses. Isaacson said the intent of the bill is not to discriminate. Representative Laura Reinbold says she's sworn to uphold the state constitution. Alaska's constitution bans same-sex marriage. Representative Les Guerra said the debate had nothing to do with marriage. He called it a matter of respect. The bill itself passed and will now go to the Senate. It's currently 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.